Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
7:47. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Well, not quite a Thursday, but we're not far off, are we?
We're so close. We're so close, Adam. let's start off our chat in the Gulf War. What is Gulf War syndrome?
Well, yeah, I wanted to talk about this yesterday, but we didn't have room, frankly. It's a very long story, but to cut it short, this is the 30-year mystery of the various illnesses and terrible health problems suffered by thousands of soldiers who went to war in the Gulf in 1991, so the first Gulf War, those who ended up in Kuwait and Iraq from all different services, but in particular American and British. About 130,000 of them have suffered varying degrees of chronic fatigue, crippling headaches, breathing difficulties, problems with memory, speech and balance. There's been 30 years of reports and theories and ideas and suggestions, and many of them spurious, many of them not backed up. And many of those thousands, by the way, have felt completely abandoned with very little help sometimes and very little conclusion to help them with the treatment. In some cases, they said they were told, take two paracetamol and get a good night's sleep. And yet there they were, you know, suffering all kinds of terrible aches and pains you might associate with any number of other things. Anyway, there is now finally a conclusion from an American study that says it's actually genetic, that we all of us have in us a PON1 gene which fights toxins and poisons. But some of us have a stronger PON1 gene, some of us a weaker PON1 gene. If you happen to have a weaker PON1 gene, found yourself serving in the Gulf, when the Allies bombed Iraq's chemical weapons, it released sarin gas in diluted form. So not enough to be fatal, but for those with the weaker gene, enough to cause all these various horrible chronic fatigues, etc., etc. For those with a stronger gene, they were able to resist it more readily. And of course, it also depends how much sarin you also experience from the release of it. So in general terms, this is a big boost for those who've absolutely asked for an answer to why they have been so ill for so long. In other cases, of course, this is a slap in the face for those who said there's no such thing as Gulf War syndrome. It absolutely is.
Sure, that's hectic. And you know, those veterans are so poorly taken care of, hey?
Yes.
And then the long arm of lawlessness. What is happening in Colombia? I mean...
Yes. Well, we do get used to reporting lawless stories in Colombia. In this case, it's a high-profile Paraguayan prosecutor who'd gone on honeymoon in Colombia and was murdered. Marcello Pecci was on a beach with his new wife in the idyllic tourist resort of Barrow in Colombia, so he'd only just sort of gone up the road, as it were, from Paraguay. Well, I mean, a few hundred miles, but you know. And apparently two gunmen seem to have approached on either a speedboat or a jet ski and just shot him dead. Two bullets in almost assassin style, one to the head, one to the chest. Mr. Pecci's wife had also just announced on Instagram that she was pregnant, so they were having an idyllic holiday. Just married, she's pregnant, etc. But Marcello Pecci, the guy shot, specialized in organized crime, drug trafficking, money laundering, terror financing, absolutely getting the bad guys in Paraguay. And the Paraguayan president has described the shooting as a cowardly murder. I mean, oh boy, the long arm of the mafia in this particular case, just awful.
Hectic indeed. And then a libel trial of idiot egos. What?
Now, strangely, we're not talking about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. We thought they took the biscuit for inflated ego nonsense. Yeah, for a change, we're talking about two footballers' wives, or WAGs as they were once called. Perhaps they still are a little bit. Colleen Rooney, wife of Wayne Rooney, is suing Rebecca Vardy, wife of Jamie Vardy, for allegedly leaking stories about her private life. I have to say, Wayne Rooney doesn't play at the top level anymore, but Jamie Vardy still does for Leicester. Anyway, the two wives have personalities and personas and incomes of their own. Nicknamed the War of the Wags, the Great British Wag Off, and the Wagatha Christie Trial, this is going to cost at least £1 million going through court. It may even double in price, depending how long it goes. It's full of claim and counterclaim and tittle-tattle, and sleazy sexual encounters have come out. Without going into too much detail, yesterday there was reference to a chipolata. Anyway, after all of this, when we finally get there, the winner will probably get somewhere between 30 grand and diddly squat. What is the point?
What a waste.
And yet, I have to say, it's sort of a bit fascinating as well, and I feel sort of dirty for saying that. I'm going to have to go and shower after admitting that.
Adam, enjoy. Please keep us posted, because it seems like I can't deal. The Wagger for Kit Christie, the names. This sounds like it's going to be intriguing, even if not particularly useful for any of the ladies. Have a good one.
Well, I tell you what, there could be plenty of Wagro as well.
Oh, Wagwandu. All right, Adam, have a good one. Cheers.